the Sick Hole toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can give us a call, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's the live Thursday night edition with Mark
and JJ.
Hey, we've switched up. I've kicked Luther out of the second chair, and JJ is here to help me out. Ian, yep, still don't know. 855-450-3733. Call in, talk about whatever you want. Free Talk Live makes archives available to you, unlike every other show out there. Practically, I should say commercial radio programs, because I don't know of another commercial radio program that makes available to you its archives for free. I don't know any of them where you can get free podcasts. I mean, you may be partial, but not the whole thing. But we've got podcasts going back to 2006, 5 years for you, at archives.freetalklive.com, completely free. It's archives.freetalklive.com. Download them, do what you wish, listen to them on the way to work, doing your gardening, exercising, whatever is good for you. Some folks have jobs where they can, JJ, just sit around, and I shouldn't say sit around. They're doing work where their ears are not occupied.
Certainly.
They can listen, and I've met folks, you know, programmers and things like that, that somehow seem to work better with talking going on.
Well, I certainly do a lot of writing and various sort of work on the computer, editing video with music playing in the background.
You know, music, I think, is one thing, but, you know, I think it takes a special kind of brain to have to hear the talking. I've heard folks say this, that the talking is what works for them, and they don't actually sort of hear it. They just internalize it. Because I cannot compose an email while some talk radio jock is off in my head.
Well, yeah, I hear you.
855-450-3733. Let's go to Mike in Hawaii. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. How are you guys doing?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was listening to you guys talk about the possibility, you know, that people in the military might, like sociopaths, might be attracted to the military. Mm-hmm. I served 5 years in the Marines. And I remember going through basic training, they would play these videos. They'd call them motivids, you know, motivational videos.
And,
what they were is they were sequences of, you know, snipers using 50 cals to blow up people's heads.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, and it's, you know, it's got like this kind of hard rock music going. And,
you got
a room full of 300 young recruits, 18, most of them, and they're cheering, you know.
Boom!
I remember the first time I saw that, just being kind of astounded. I mean, I knew I joined the Marines, and, you know, our job was going to be, of course, to
kill people.
to kill people, but I never saw it as something that you would cheer about. I don't know if there were sociopaths per se, but it's definitely, there's a desensitizing process that they do encourage.
So, Mike, was this some kind of infantry training, or was this the training that cooks, bottle washers, mechanics, mail deliverers, and desk jockeys got, too?
Yeah, this was basic training. This is every Marine. I wasn't infantry. I actually signed in to be a linguist, so my orders were to learn Arabic.
Look, there went that guy's tongue. I'm a linguist.
So,
what do they call these videos again?
They call them motovids.
Motovids.
And we watched them. Yeah, I guess that's motivational. They would play them, you know. It was actually a reward. Like, instead of training, you know, doing push-ups and practice, whatever. They would be like, hey, we're going to let you guys watch a little motovid. And everyone would be like, yay. And
it probably beats doing the physical exercise. Yeah. I can see why some people were cheering.
Yeah, and you actually get to talk. You know, that's kind of nice. I mean,
how long were these videos?
Oh, it would depend. You know, I mean, usually 3, 4, 5 minutes.
So 5 minutes of popular rock songs. Put the pictures of people's heads detonating to popular rock songs. Is that the idea?
Yeah, and I mean, it was incredibly graphic. I couldn't believe it. Like, why are we watching this? I mean,
so you're saying that people around you might have found it to be very exciting and enthralling as to the content and how they react with it. You think that a lot of individuals really got off on that?
Yeah, but you know, there's a little bit of crowd sync going on there. I mean, everybody's cheering, so most people did. I remember just kind of sitting there being horrified. And I remember that night, you know, you have like your 10 minutes of things to do on your own before you go to sleep. And I remember like trying to sneak out other people, like, hey, what did you think about that? You know, and I remember I had a platoon of, I think, 85 people, and I found like two other guys that were like, yeah, that was really, you know, screwed up. So,
Yeah, well, it's not much different with Army basic training. There were some video parts that I remember watching, and a lot of it, though, I think for me, I don't know exactly when you were in. I was in basic during 96, and it was just sort of like we had some videos, and we really enjoyed the time of video because it was like 100 degrees outside and, you know, complete humidity. It was, and you're probably going to do something that sweat. So
yes,
getting inside and watching a video was huge. It was like, wow, this is not the normal run-of-the-mill, just do push-ups, sit-ups.
Well, yeah, it's like school. I mean, everybody wanted to watch a video. Of course, it wasn't a video of people's heads detonating, but, you know, I mean, I think if you asked the average young male, would you rather do some distasteful task, whether that is algebra or push-ups in the sun or watch people's heads explode to rock and roll music, I think they probably would choose the videos.
Yeah,
you're probably right. I was in from 2006 to 2011. I actually got out, you know, 7-8 months ago. So this was a lot of the mentality was probably still the let's go kill terrorists because they attacked us. You know, there was probably a lot of that, I guess, sort of patriotic violent fervor, but.
Now, Mike, you know, in 2006, they had a very difficult time recruiting for the Army specifically. I mean, Air Force and Marines is always done reasonably well. But then on into the Great Recession, I guess is what we're calling this. Then the recruiting went up for the Army. Did you notice anything in the Marines change over those time frames?
Well, we had the, I don't know what they, I guess it was the surge or whatever, where they decided they needed 20, 30,000 new Marines because, you know, they declared victory in Afghanistan and Iraq, but really they hadn't won. So
okay.
they'd given it to the Army, and the Army had lost control, so they needed more Marines to fight, you know, a war in two places.
Did you go to either one of those locations?
What's up?
Did you go to either one of those locations?
No. Like I said, I went to be a linguist, and when I got to Monterey for school, they changed my orders to Indonesian. So I spent my time in the Marines going all over Southeast Asia. So
keeping Burma safe.
Getting Burma is safe.
Keeping Burma safe. I'm just.
You know, oh yeah,
just,
keeping Burma safe. Yeah, I was there off the coast of Burma when they had that tsunami, and it was right after their military coup. So they wouldn't let us in. They were afraid. They were afraid that we would come in under the guise of giving them water and medical supplies, and we would just be like, suddenly we're going to take over the country.
The Burmese government has one of the most repressive regimes in the world. I'd be hard pressed to feel terrible about that having happened. Now, did you notice any difference between the recruits in 2006-2011?
Well, a lot of people being in the sort of the, I guess, the intel field. Most people that I knew were, you know how they test for you to get in the military. The people who end up in my job field are usually the people who do fairly well, and they were much less inclined to be the sort of pro-violence type. So once I got out of basic, I didn't really see that ever again. But
it was just
shocking
to see that. Yeah. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Mike. 855-450-3733. Give us a call. Talk about what you want to talk about.
I think one thing to note is that when I went through basic in 96, there wasn't this terrorist enemy. They didn't have anyone to really point us at. They were talking about commies still.
And they were talking about commies, huh?
Yeah, I was just like, well, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, 96, Bosnia, conflict there?
Something like that.
Yeah. 855-450-3733. Call in and talk what you want to talk about.
Hi, I'm I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
VaporSniff e-cigs revolutionize nicotine ingestion by bringing it into the 21st century. With VaporSniff, you'll enjoy all the invigorating nicotine with none of the nasty smoke. VaporSniff are clean, efficient, and tasty. 4 strengths and 10 delicious flavors. Reds, classics, Turkish, menthol, strawberry, cherry, vanilla, coffee, minty mint, and cloves. Use coupon code FTL to get 25% off your first order at VaporSniff.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes: whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You're listening to the live Thursday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
JJ, say it again.
Sorry, I pushed the wrong button.
No worries.
Different button pushing here. What can I tell you? You want a professional talk show host, you're going to have to pay for one. 855-450-3733. If you've ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive, jurisdictionary.com is a course for you. It's a course for people who don't have attorneys It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. You need to know how to make motions, how to get evidence, how to object, how to do all of these things, and when to do them, or you're going to lose. You can't just go in there like, you know, what is it, Mr. Smith goes to Washington and have your piece said and expect to have.
Yeah, you can't just go in there and talk like a reasonable person and expect to win anything because they have their own language.
Yeah, they won't let you. Anyway, it works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters. There's state and federal courts. Costs less than an hour with any good attorney. And the course is so easy, the average eighth grader can learn it in a weekend. It's four CDs, and you can listen to them. It's probably a good idea to listen to them a couple of times over. There's lots of additional material to go more in depth with. But this is well worth your legislative money, or your legal money, because, well, you know, this really can make the difference between winning and losing in court. And you can get all kinds of free tools they have for you at jurisdictionary.com. If you need the course quickly, you get instant access online. They'll send you the 4-CD package in the mail, but you can get instant access online at jurisdictionary.com. When you buy the course, be sure to use the pull-down menu and check out. Let them know that you heard about it on Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com. Jurisdictionary.com. So let's go to Tom in Hudson, New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, it's about the Internal Revenue Service. You know, those people that make you come up with all that money, and if you don't come up with the money, then, like Ed and Elaine Brown, they get hauled off to prison.
Yes.
Well, they were saying, show me the law. Okay.
Yep.
Well, guess what? You come up with all this money, and let's say you go down there on the due date, and you got your tax return all filled out and professionally even and signed, and you bring it in there, and okay, now we'll send that in. And you, let's say, I'm not going to say anybody owes money, of course. You don't owe money. I'm being careful not to use that verb. But let's say you have to pay. Let's say you have to pay more. Okay? So you go to count out the money. Oh, we take checks and money orders here at the IRS office.
Yeah, they don't take cash, right?
The U.S. Department of the Treasury, which also runs the Philadelphia Mint, mm-hmm. and they're not prepared to handle cash and safeguard cash. Give me a break. Who are they trying to kid?
That's crazy.
Yeah, and well, the idea I just came up with, some people are up for it, and maybe I might not be, but, you know, some people don't pay their parking tickets, and some people do, and that kind of thing. Hey, I tried to pay, and they won't take the money, okay? So they haul you into court, and the judge rules that you have to pay the tax. Why didn't you pay the tax? Okay, I'll pay the tax. You go over to the plaintiff's table. Now I want a receipt. Here's the cash. And no, we don't take cash. Well, which is totally illegal, by the way, under U.S. Code Title 31, Section 5103.
Right. If it's good for all debts, public
charges, taxes, all debts, public charges, taxes, and dues under that federal statute, which Ron Paul hates because the federal constitution doesn't empower Congress to make anything legal tender. That's his point. It forbids the states to make anything legal tender. It doesn't say anything about Congress not being able to make anything legal tender because it doesn't say they can, and therefore
right.
they can't. It's not one of their enumerated powers, so they didn't.
It's the one thing that Ron Paul says that I take umbrage with. One of the things he says that I take umbrage with. He says that fiat currency is unconstitutional, and that's not the way I read it. Sadly, I read it that states have to use gold and silver specie as currency, but it doesn't say anything about the federal government.
Now, here's the other thing about Ron Paul. This coming fall at the Republican State Convention, let's say the nominee is Santorum or Romney or
National
Gingrich.
Convention. The National
okay,
Convention.
And let's just say, okay, well, they're going to have this motion. We pick these four people who can be trusted to vote for the nominee in the Electoral College. If the nominee wins here in New Hampshire, all in favor say aye. And usually it passes with no opposition. But if we get the Ron Paul supporters to run for delegate to the Republican State Convention, they can vote against that motion and put in four Ron Paul supporters who could wind up telling 266 supporters of the nominee, you're going to have to vote for Ron Paul because we can't stomach the nominee. And
wait a second.
If you don't vote for Ron Paul, then you're going to get four more years of Obama.
So you're saying that at the Republican State Convention here in New Hampshire, that they decide for whom the delegates for New Hampshire vote?
They decide who will be in the Electoral College, not to be confused with the Republican National Convention. The Electoral College, four people for New Hampshire, because New Hampshire has two representatives and two senators. Those people technically get picked by the state convention. Big shots pick four people and say, let's nominate them. But actually, the convention can overrule them and say, no, those people would probably vote for Gingrich, and we'd rather have these four who will vote for Ron Paul. Just debating that issue, just explaining why the nominee is unfit to hold public office at the Republican State Convention will be well worth the price of admission, especially since it's free.
It's free. Are you going to run for this this position? I mean, I think there's like 700 seats or something.
Yeah, I've had it three times. Two of them I ran unopposed. So, there were five people running for seven seats last time. So, yeah, it'll happen. And, you know, a lot of us, if enough of us do this, there could be four Ron Paul electors voting for Ron Paul. And if you do it in enough states around the country, do it on the Democratic side in some states, just for example, because a lot of Ron Paul supporters happen to be registered Democrats, they can sabotage the Democratic
It's not sabotage
nominee.
If you're using the system as it's intended to be used.
Yeah, the Electoral College, that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, Tom, absolutely. So it's positively subversive. We'd be going by the part that says each state shall appoint in such manner as the legislature thereof may direct. I mean, that's so subversive. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, anyway,
Tom, thanks
for
the call. 855, thanks for letting me go. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Todd in Michigan. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mark. How's it going, man?
All's well.
And JJ here.
Hey. Hey, JJ. What's up, man?
Hey, man.
I don't know if you're aware of this, Mark, JJ, but turns out news has come out today that Freedom Watch with Judge Napolitano has been canceled.
Oh, bummer.
Really? Where did you hear this?
Yep.
Where did you hear this?
It came out from Fox Business's Newswire. Their press release.
I think go ahead.
I'm not surprised that this happened because I knew it was going to happen eventually. But today they just announced it. In fact, they just dropped their entire primetime network. And they're getting rid of Napolitano, and they're replacing him with, I think, Eric Bolling, Follow Your Money, and David Asner.
Todd, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. What do you think? Napolitano being canceled?
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
All right. So, of course, we'll talk to you about absolutely anything. I know, Mark, you had given me a bit of a recap. You want to get back into a story here. When we get through your call, you're still telling a story about an anti-pot government worker who was caught with pot and then let off.
We've had a lot of calls, though, and so of course, it's the we take calls.
Take your calls about anything, so we're going to go right back into the phone calls here in a short bit, but also want to tell you first about the Bitcoin.
Right, Bitcoins are the world's first anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them in just a few minutes. With Bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world without needing permission from any bank or government, without any fees either. Send or receive money anywhere in the world without any fees. To learn how, visit weusecoins.org. And a special note to business owners, if you accept Bitcoins, there's no chargebacks, like dealing with those other funding companies. That's incredible. It's weusecoins.org. And now, thanks to bitinstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash in any major bank. To buy your Bitcoins with cash, visit bitinstant.com.
Cool.
Run down there.
Let's go to you and your thoughts. We've got Brian in Oklahoma City. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hey, guys. That story about those military training videos where they show head blowing up and stuff, it just really shows how the military has made a science out of stealing the souls of our young people. And it wouldn't surprise me, you know, that if they would do anything, you know, to get young people to kill other young people, almost like staging enemy attacks even, you know, like maybe even
killing one of the killing their own soldiers and making it appear that the enemy did it or something like that, you know.
Can you bring me up to speed a little bit? I mean, I just got in from a city council meeting. Military killing videos?
Well, we had a Marine on, a former Marine on in the first segment who talked about his basic training experience and how he was shown various videos that as a reward for not messing up. In basic training of various services, they reward you with certain things, and in one of these things is videos. You get to sit down and watch a video. Usually it's in some air-conditioned auditorium.
Which is preferable to running in the dirt.
Yes, and so in this video for him, he saw basically snipers blowing heads up, and basically like a stag video, as you could imagine, and in that gratuitous acts of violence were displayed, and people cheered.
Oh, my.
And I had a similar thing in my basic training experience. It wasn't as gratuitous as that, but there was definitely some, not so much animated as in drawn, but animated violence, basically, is what it was. It was just gratuitous violence, and then, you know, they'd psych everyone up and get the big hoorah, and then it's the USA, and then sing the national anthem or something. The basic training is brainwashing, straight-up brainwashing. They need to break down the individual and all their beliefs and whatnot, and then reforge them as a soldier. And that's the general premise. And a large component of that is the brainwashing techniques they use. You do chants as you run. Mm-hmm. There's something like what makes the grass go greener, and blood makes the grass grow greener.
That's sick.
And just all kinds of that bayonet training. I mean, knife fighting.
They're trying to take away your humanity. They're trying to disconnect you from empathizing with the human beings which you're being told to kill, right?
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, what else could they be doing, right?
Keith, your thoughts? Or Brian, rather?
Oh, and I've heard reports like in World War One and Two that the military had difficulty getting the Baftees or whatever they're called to kill each other, you know, and I guess it's easier now. I guess our indoctrination is a little more advanced.
Well, yeah, they've had 100+ years to tweak this stuff to make it even more effective.
I think they're also more selective in who they recruit into these various fields. Everybody goes through basic training, but not everybody becomes a psychopath. I went through basic training, and if I was given some illegitimate order to do something that I felt was wrong, I certainly wouldn't have done it because I have a conscience, and my conscience is more important than any order, as far as I'm concerned. And so you have individuals who are, you know, higher aptitudes, and so they go through this basic, but then they go into other training, which is much more low-key. But the infantry and the grunt sort of training and riflemen for Marines, that training is focused around creating a killing machine that follows orders. So that in place are various indoctrination techniques that do brainwash people.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Brian?
Thanks for taking my call. I support Ron Paul, and I'm against Obama's torturing and secret prison.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. Keith is in New York, in the city. Keith, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Super, Keith. What's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to a show the other day about Detroit, I guess, with the private security guards showing up for law enforcement now.
They're not going into law enforcement. What's happening is law enforcement is basically not doing anything for people, a lot of people in Detroit, and the people are rising up. They're forming their own community crime protection organizations. There are private organizations that are being hired to provide protection for people. So we're seeing a market in protection arise where it's needed, which is in Detroit.
Right. Well, I didn't mean to ask you to pass the law. But as far as private citizens, just taking care of themselves and not being dependent on the state for their protection.
Right.
And I've been listening tonight about the military train and just kind of put two and two together. And I just want to share a story that I had back in 1996 when I used to live in San Francisco. A friend of mine was going to get in a fist fight with some other guy, but then that guy had a bunch of friends with his, and next thing you know, verbal argument was going to turn into like five guys on five guy fight.
Oh boy!
Now my father was a law enforcement officer, and I remember he was really into what was called crime prevention. In other words, preventing the crime before it happened.
Sure.
And he had a lot of books on it, and I used to read them as a kid. It was interesting to me. And I remember they would train police officers to de-escalate a situation. You know, if there's an argument, domestic violence, or mob mentality, whatever.
As it should be. Violence, right, as it should be.
They should try to de-escalate it first before they pull out the night sticks and the mace and all that. And so this was in front of a private business. It was on Haight & Ashbury. And I'm trying to do the whole, hey, come on, guys, Haight & Ashbury, peace, love, all that. And I actually ended up de-escalating the situation. By the time the cops actually arrived, we were all, like, chilling and having a good time. No one wanted to fight no more. Everything was squashed.
Nice.
But then when they got there, they escalated. And then it started all over again. And it was like they were mad and they couldn't make an arrest. It was like they were upset. They had to come all the way out there. And it was like, I don't even know how many of them. There was like 20 of them with a patio ad and all of that. And they wanted to make an arrest. And I got the hell out of it. I started walking away. And one of them started chasing me. He said, hey, come here. And I pretended like I didn't hear him. I kept walking. Stop, and all of that. And then all of a sudden, I saw from behind someone grab my arm. And I just took it off. And the next thing I know, I have like five cops. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm not exaggerating. Each one of my limbs was held by a cop. My right arm, my left arm, my right leg, my left leg was all held by a cop. And another cop was on my back with his knee into the back of my head.
Ugh.
And because they brought the paddy wagon, because they were expecting to make multiple arrests, and they only arrested me. They throw me in the back of the van. All five of them get in there with me, and they beat the you-know-what out of me all the way to the county jail. Then, when I got in the holding cell, they stopped me in the corner, I guess, where the camera couldn't reach, and proceeded to beat me again.
Oh, geez.
I'll never forget that. That's the worst beating I ever took in my life.
All because you walked away from the cops?
It's the worst crime, contempt of cop.
Because you walked away. That's why you got beaten, because you walked away.
Yeah, because they were like, stop, come here, and I ignored them and just kept walking, like, because I didn't do anything wrong, you know what I mean? Like, why do I need to stop and fuck?
I hope you can get the hell out of New York City someday, Keith. I wouldn't be staying there if I were you. Thank you for the call tonight. Thank you. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia PhiladelphiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UTOPIASilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com, and you'll enjoy the features there for free. Unlike those other talk show hosts, our website, we give it away. They charge you for there, so go and enjoy. At freetalklive.com, you can get all kinds of stuff, news updates, get clued in with the latest with Free Talk Live over at news.freetalklive.com. And you can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook. I sent out an update tonight. Mark, I don't know if you saw the notice at the beginning of the show, since you were here and I wasn't for it, but I wanted to welcome our newest weeknight affiliate. Did you do that earlier?
I did not.
So welcome to our listeners in Benton Harbor, Michigan, the southwest corner of, very, very southwest corner of Michigan.
Benton Harbor's been with us for a very long time.
Not during weeknights.
Ah.
So Benton Harbor has been on Saturday nights. They still take 8 to 10 on Saturday, but now they're on every single weeknight live with us from 7 to 10. So welcome aboard.
Interesting.
Everyone at Benton Harbor. And from the feedback that I've gotten from the program director, everything's going swimmingly. The general manager loves the show, so all is well.
Excellent.
So don't hesitate to take part. If you're in Benton Harbor, you are listening live, and you can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE and take control of these airwaves. Bring up absolutely anything you want. Now, I got back from a hearing, as did you, JJ, earlier. Okay. As did you, Mark. You had to leave, obviously, to be here on the show.
Somebody's got to go to work.
Thanks for holding it down.
Somebody's got to go to work.
We'll talk more about what happened tonight, because it was a historic meeting.
You love your little verbal tricks, and it's an historic if you're going to be snotty.
Wow.
Well, really, is that right?
Yes.
An historic. It was an It doesn't feel right. Yeah. An historic. It was an historic.
Any H, and especially historic.
Huh. Well, anyway, it was historic. How about that? Yeah. And I'll tell you more about why here in a bit. But we're going to go and continue with you and your calls. Let's talk to Marcus, listening in Louisiana. Marcus, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing tonight?
Super. What's on your mind?
And the drug war.
Hey.
I hate to change the subject, man. I know y'all are probably talking about something else.
But it's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want.
Okay. Well, man, I had an epiphany.
All right, I like epiphanies.
Man, I'm not sure about you guys. I'm not sure. I know Ian, you have a little experience with cannabis.
Yeah, a little bit.
But,
yeah, I've seen it before. It's good stuff.
And I guess you guys have experience with alcohol as well.
I think all of us are experienced in both of those.
They sell that stuff in the grocery store. Can you believe it?
Yeah, they do. Wow, that's crazy.
Exactly. But, man, this is my epiphany. I really don't feel like when one uses cannabis, they are, in fact, high. I don't think the experience after you use cannabis, I don't think it makes you high. I think it's something else, but I think...
What do you think it is?
Yeah, what is it?
I think it's definitely an altered mind state. Your mind is definitely altered. But I don't think, by any sense of the word, you're high. I think once you use alcohol, you're high. Because once you overuse alcohol, you can't really control out of your mind and all that kind of stuff. After you use cannabis, you're no means out of your mind.
I think saying that it's an altered state of consciousness is certainly more accurate than saying that you're high, but I would say that
that's probably what most people mean when they say it.
I think the caller has a point, or I sort of agree that the idea, like, when you take an alcohol, your body is fighting it off to survive.
It's a poison, yeah.
And so your body releases endorphins or whatever to, like, say, oh, well, don't worry, we'll take care of it, but, you know, things aren't really well right now, or whatever's going on.
I think that's why a lot of people are so scared of cannabis, because of that word high. I think we should start calling the feeling you get after you consume alcohol drunk. I think we should call that high. I think that could possibly change everybody's opinion about the two substances.
Well, it just all depends. I get it. It's an interesting perspective that you're sharing, but it would all depend on what the listener, the person to whom you're speaking, what they believe the word high means. Does the word high have a negative connotation for them? Does it have a positive connotation? So for me, being high is a positive connotation, but a lot of people it's negative. Whereas for me, the terms effed up are very negative, whereas high seems more positive than the terms effed up.
That's my thing. I mean, I know, like I said, I know you have experience with cannabis, but if you really think about it, I mean, you're not really out of your mind. It's really the opposite. I mean, once you use cannabis, your mind is, like I said, it's definitely altered. But I don't think it's high. When you really think about or look up the definition of high, you really, after you consume cannabis, you're not high. After you drink alcohol, you're high. I mean, you're out of your mind. You can't control yourself. You definitely can't drive.
No doubt, Marcus. And I appreciate the thoughts. Anything else you want to share?
Well, yeah, I was just thinking about Ron Paul. I know I like Ron Paul, and I like what he has to say. And I think if people, kind of think about those two things, I know he wants to legalize drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And if people, kind of think about the definition of that word high, they could possibly help them out. Because so many people are scared of the word high. And I think because of that, so many people are scared of marijuana. And I think
that is an excellent point.
Yeah.
People are scared of both of those things for those reasons. And Marcus, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Another reason Ron Paul wants to basically end the drug war is because it's disproportionately enforced. And he brought that up in debates and how there are certain types of individuals who are more likely to be arrested and go to jail.
Blacks, Hispanics, poor whites.
Exactly. The color of a person's skin or ethnicity certainly has something to do with that. And I think that's one of the big reasons why he doesn't see the moral reason behind it.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts. Nico is on the line in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Nico.
Hey, how are you guys today?
Super. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to call in about Bitcoin and how it's not really very anonymous. And so I think when people say that it is anonymous, it's a little bit misleading because all of the transactions on a Bitcoin network are public.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
If you can somehow associate somebody's address with who they are, like, for example, they bought some Bitcoin from some person on PayPal, then unless they really, really go through a lot of hoops to sort of obfuscate that transaction, they're really not anonymous. And so
Well, first of all, it is true that Bitcoins can be used anonymously, but you're right in that it is open to view. You can go anytime you want, put any address into the Bitcoin, what is it, blockexplorer.com,
yeah,
I think. You put the address of the Bitcoin person in there, and it'll show you all of the transactions that address has ever
had. That address.
But you don't know to whom that person is giving things. So, for instance, if you put money into the Free Talk Live Bitcoin tip jar over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com, you can look at the tip jar address, and you can see how much has gone in there. Now, by the way, we use that tip jar address to take money from sales, too. So there's going to be a few big numbers in there. Nobody's giving us a 300 Bitcoin tip. That's for a sales account. But when you look at that list, it'll show you how much money's come in. It'll show you how much money's gone out. It'll show you the addresses to which it's gone out to. You can look at the address addresses to which it's gone out. You can see what money's gone in and out there. So it is totally transparent, and I think that's one of the unique features of the Bitcoin network. But ultimately, you don't know if I'm going into the Free Talk Live tip jar and taking it and you know, giving 10 bitcoins to JJ, or sending it to a secret wallet, or sending it somewhere else and then taking it from that wallet and sending it somewhere else. So, like, the more addresses you send it to, the more obscured it becomes, especially if those other addresses aren't listed publicly anywhere. So ultimately, it doesn't take a whole lot of steps to bring anonymity into the situation.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot of people who've talked about, if you put a lump sum, a very large lump sum of bitcoins into an e-wallet service where there's a lot of bitcoins, generally you want to have a lot more bitcoins than you're trying to hide, and then just take them out in slow or small increments, that'll will help obfuscate them a lot so people can't really link them to you. I guess the point of saying this is because there are probably a lot of people who feel safe and have a false security and say, well, I bought some bitcoins, I can go on Silk Road or wherever they want to go and buy something or do something that's not necessarily quote unquote legal in certain places. And, you know, just so those people don't think that they're necessarily safe. And
you're saying beware, noobs will be pwned.
Yes.
I mean, this is absolutely true.
Well, that follows through in every single transaction we make, and regardless of internet or Bitcoin, it's buyer beware. It's do your due diligence, find out what you're doing, and make those responsible decisions. Don't just blindly go into something. I mean, that could be the same for buying a car or buying a certain kind of milk or buying, you know, some product from that's made of plastic.
It's a warning. I think it's a fair warning.
It is a good warning. Be buyer beware. Be careful. Obviously, if you're going to go to the Silk Road, which is an underground marketplace where drugs and guns and other things are sold online, if you're going to go there, you probably should read the frequently asked questions. Or read a little bit about what you're getting into. But ultimately,
I think I'm going to err on the side of not going to the Silk Road. I mean,
you can go there, Mark. I'm not going to buy something from there.
I'm not even going to look.
Do it. I dare you.
No.
It's fascinating.
I double dare you.
I've been there, and it is fascinating.
Yeah, I'm not going.
But ultimately, think about it from this perspective.
Internet's for email.
The point behind the anonymity is
funny cats.
The point behind... Oh, you know what? Tell you what, Nico, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. We're short on time for this hour. We'll be back with more. Hour 3 is next. You can take control of the airwaves. We can talk more about the Silk Road. Free Talk Live.
Get in the zone!
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobile Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids, with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love. Find us near you at CVS, Rite Aid, and Whole Foods Market.